There were 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence on the eve of the Revolutionary War in 1776. Those men were delegates to the Second Continental Congress, which was a convention of representatives from the 13 colonies. They were basically like the earliest version of our Congress now. It is important to note how homogeneous the members of this early Congress were. They were white, largely well off. Many were farmers, many were lawyers, and the majority were slave owners. Yes, many of the men who signed their names to "All men are created equal" definitely didn't practice what they preached. They and the first generations of Americans lived in an economy that was built on slave labor, which led to a huge concentration of wealth. Cotton that was grown and picked by enslaved workers was America's most valuable export.